Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. See if I can hear anybody on. Assalamu alaikum. Is anybody on? Anybody connected? If not, I'll continue with my music. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Which one is
talking? What do you
got, Flair? Well, are you on the 240 number or the 323 number?
323.
Oh, you're on 323. Okay. You're on 323. Okay, then. Yeah, I just wanted to know who all's on here. Okay, there's Suja, there's you, and there's me. Okay, then. Assalamu alaikum to the two of you. And it's storming up here, boy. Thundering and lightning and everything. It took me a minute to get on this computer. And still thundering and lightning out there, but I'm just going to go on. We can start off with, I'm glad somebody's on. I can open up at least. Okay. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Yakana Aburuwa Yakana Stain Itna Siroto Mustakin Siroto Ladin and Umta Alehim Gyril McDubi Alehim Wali Dolin. I mean, sadly, refuge from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Shaitan, the open enemy. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherishes, sustainer of all the worlds. Most merciful, the most redeemer, the most merciful, beneficial, I got dentures, y'all, working new dentures. Oh. With Allah's name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. All praise due to Allah, the Lord, cherishes of all the world. Merciful, the redeemer, master of the day of judgment, which we now live. Be alone to be worshipped, thy name we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. I mean. September Wednesday, there's no God but Allah, one creator, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the seal of the prophets. We greet you with the greetings of peace. God's peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Which we do know that the message of concern, primary message of concern, is removal of all images, including racial images, that portray divine from worship. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine, and that includes racial images. That's what the serious message of concern is. And we have a second focus, which is the psychological effect of that image on the minds of the world's children. Second focus is the removal or the effect, mental effect of that image on the minds of the world's children. Okay, we greet you again. Assalamu alaikum. And we're going to ask for Sister Muhammad, if she's going to be available, to help me do some reading for the Muslim Journal, please. But I also want to recognize the sponsor of the Message of Concern. Please mute your phone. I also want to recognize the sponsors of this program. Ooh, there goes a thunder and lightning again. Ooh, did you hear it? Oh, my God. I'm not a chicken, y'all, but I don't mess around with lightning and thunder. It's rumbling now. Bad storm up here. But anyway, I want to recognize the sponsors of the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Claire Muhammad STEM School. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. And M is for math. But you'll always say that it's El-Islam. It explains or describes or relates to El-Islam. Okay, so please contribute or assist in some way with getting it established. Sister Claire Muhammad Schools, STEM School. And, of course, our secondary recognition would be Brother Ameen Muhammad from Los Angeles. And we thank him also. And we thank Allah for him. For sharing his blessing with us with this Blog Talk Radio Show. Okay, we're going to go on and try and talk. And Sister Sharifa going to be able to assist? If not, then I can ask those who are available here, who I see on the board, if you have anything to say or anything you want to focus on, questions. Or answers from before. Answers from what's been cleared from before we might have spoken on it. Please press 1 on your receiver. Press 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Hold on. One second. Akbar. Okay, y'all, I'm coming. Be right there. Hold on 1 second, please. And with this cane, so I'm moving slow. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had some on the stove, and I had to remember that I didn't want it to burn. So I got up just in time. Again, I don't have any help here right now. I occupied something else, so I have to do what I can. Okay, I see a hand up. Oh, praise be to Allah. Oh, that's your sister Sharifa. Okay, I'm going to raise her hand up. Assalamualaikum, Sister Sharifa. Assalamualaikum, Brother Muhammad. Now, I know I didn't get disconnected. Assalamualaikum. 914. Last four digits, 3275. Assalamualaikum. Okay, I think this is Sister Sharifa here. 312. Let me click her in.
Assalamualaikum,
Daya. Assalam. Okay, I thought that was you. Okay, because you and Sister Karan number look almost alike. Okay, yes, ma'am, Sister Sharifa. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm doing good, alhamdulillah. No need to complain, Sister Sharifa. It could be worse. At least I'm on top of this earth.
Okay.
At least I'm on top of this earth. I'm able to try to do better, make it better. Do my part.
Anyway. I like your spirit.
I might as well, sister. What else to do? You know what I'm saying? I got a birthday coming up, May 28th, and I'm sure truly grateful.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you how old I'm going to be. I'm not going to tell you how young I'm going to be.
I won't ask. I won't ask.
No, don't ask.
I wish you an early blessed birthday.
Alhamdulillah, yes, you're the first one to wish me a happy birthday next week, 28th.
I'm very grateful.
Let me see April 15th to 21. Let me see this right here. Ooh. Well, if I don't have it, at least you have it and you can read it. I'm trying to see if I have it. I got
the. Oh, okay. The title of it is Achievements Necessary and Most Rewarding.
Achievements Necessary and Most Rewarding. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You have that?
No, I don't have that.
There's Tiffany Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R, proves herself proud and productive.
Okay. Where's she from?
I might have to go to another room because I hear some sound from my husband's phone. It might be interfering.
Well, you hear sound from your husband's phone? No.
I'll go to another room. Okay,
I'm in another room. Oh, Storm in there,
can
too?
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hear you. Storm in there, too, huh?
Oh, yes, because he had on his phone first, the 914, until I could bring mine up. Okay. This article is written by instructor Habibullah Salim.
Right, from New Orleans. Okay.
Okay, right. And it says, teaching children and adults to read. Okay. But I'll start reading. As the first adult student to sign up for classes, Tiffany Danner has made remarkable progress. Like so many African-American males and females, Tiffany fell victim to a system of miseducation. Mm. It was done on purpose in order to give greed and dominance destroy us as human beings. Soon to be 30 years of age, Tiffany has struggled to stay the course of integrity due to not having command over the English language, not even the basics, which has caused her to have low self-esteem when it comes to beneficial use of her rational mind. Our Holy Quran informs us that those in need, we must help them to achieve. It's our duty to teach to read literature and by all means read people. Well, as the mother of a 2-year-old son, she is getting closer and closer to being able to have him prepared to read prior to attending school. The program that's being used to teach her is called CRTAL, Creative Reading, Teaching, and Learning. It's an environmental phonics approach designed to make her and others become scientists and surgeons of vocabulary. They learn to take words apart and then put them back together. With Tiffany, she now understands that the sound of letters is more important than the name of the letters. So she is now able to master words like animosity, procrastinate, prognosticate, cardiovascular, incredible, and many, many more. She now understands that a single is one letter making one sound. A close marriage is two letters almost making one sound, and then a marriage by itself is two letters making one sound. In the world of honorable educators, we value knowing how to reach and teach those who have been miseducated and made to feel worthless. Just recently, my second adult student spent approximately 20 years in prison because the system failed him as well. Inshallah, you will be hearing great things about him in the near future. His first day in class was most promising. Back to Tiffany. She represents the mother of our God-given purpose, and she has the willingness to listen and practice being taught. She is no longer afraid to make mistakes, and she is being taught to spell, write, and speak with confidence at all times. Well, what a wonderful sight to see was the smile on her face when earning her first certificate of academic achievement. When I told her she was going to be written about in the Muslim Journal, she couldn't believe it. She was now being lifted after being put down by a system that didn't have the necessary ingredients to build the kind of foundation required. So many of our young future leaders have been made to feel worthless and unprepared. In conclusion of this article, I want to see more and more adults come forward and not be afraid to admit they've been seriously crippled by an educational system that has an invested interest in academic and social or spiritual failure. I thank Allah much for blessing me to have the answer that so many children are in dire need of, using letter environmental phonics to recover with sound the human crown. Tiffany is off to a great start, and you will be as proud of her as she is as proud of herself. She will eventually be teaching her son with her mom and other family members being amazed of her achievement. For more information about CRTAL, please call 504-407-0913. That's 504-407-0913. And ask for instructor Habibullah Saleem, the language king. I have beginning books and CDs that can be ordered until the format that I'm using is updated. Please use what's presently available. After all, it's working. You can also email me at mominc206@gmail.com. That's mominc206@gmail.com. AfricanAmerican.com. I thought that was a very interesting article.
It is. Yeah, to know. And that's good for him because he's been an educator for a long time and with the children and doing children poems and books and things like that. And it's good that he's got something like this can initiate the reading for the children. Phonics. It seems like he's like you said, it's more like, what do you say? It's not the sound, but the first letter or something like that of the word or something. And in other words, depicted it to be the phonics part of it. You know, to sound it out more so than what you might. The whole word or something like that, and you can just sound out the first letter of it and then you get an understanding what the rest of it is about. It'll come on. It'll come soon. But that's a good, good thing for him to do. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I was hoping I could start out early and read something because I'll only be able to stay on for a few moments this evening.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's good. Every little bit helps, and I appreciate that. And if that's what you can do, your time that you want to use it to give us, you've given it to us, and we appreciate that. That's a good start off. So, because what I'm going to do right now is ask anybody else out there in the audience if they would like to contribute something to that, or ask a question to that, you know, or just give your pick, you know, give your intake on that, because it would behoove a lot of us to have some input in that, know about that, so we'll know what's going on, since this is the beginning of that particular little class that he's giving, and he's got a book for it and everything, Learn to Read. For children, Learn to Read for Children. Cartel. She says C A R T A L.
It's C R T A L.
Okay. C R T A L. Okay.
Right.
All right. Then I called it out, but C R T A L. Okay.
And it stands for Creative Reading, Teaching, and Learning.
Creative Reading, Teaching, and Learning.
Right.
Okay. And what was that telephone number again?
Okay. It is 504.
504 or 44?
504.
Okay, 504.
Right. 507.
Okay.
0913.
Okay. So that's 504-507-0913. And Brother Habibullah. Okay. And Brother Habibullah. I think he said that H-A-B-I-L-A-B-A-L-A. H-A-B-I-B-A-L-A.
I think he spelled H-A-B-I-B-U.
Okay, Habibullah.
Right, okay. Habibullah. Habibullah.
Okay, then. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Rita. That was good to know. I remember him when he was in Newark, New Jersey, a teenager. Not a teenager, but a young person. We may be around the same age, but a young person. And he was son of Minister James Shabazz, voice of thunder up there in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, and he was one of the student imams that was going to be one of the student imams there at that particular time. And he married a young sister that was there at the mosque. Mm-hmm.
You know a lot of people.
His wife made my wedding. Yeah, his wife made my wedding outfit that I wore.
Oh, wow.
My first marriage. My first marriage. Yeah, sure did.
Alhamdulillah.
I'll never forget it. Remember we used to have the MGT colors were white and green?
Yes, people told me about it. I didn't come in the community.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
So I just love hearing about the history.
Okay. Yeah, white and green. I had a white brocade suit with a green top, short sleeves, with a little coat to go over it, long white brocade. It was, and I had some green shoes. Oh, I mean, I cherished that thing until I couldn't cherish it no more. I guess it almost dry rotted, but I was able to pass it on to somebody else, though.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, my first marriage. Oh, boy. I think I was about a size 8 then.
Wow.
I'm 14 now. Yeah. Size 14 now, though. Boy, I tell you, that's memories.
Pleasant memories.
Yeah, precious memories. Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say about what Sister Sharifa just read, or anything to contribute to it? Or maybe add something onto it? Then maybe we're going to talk to Brother Habib Allah, we can mention it to him. Maybe we can think of how we can get more than one or two. What do you say they come in? We can get a set, but get some books, more than one or two. Get them in a pack.
He said that.
Yeah, we can order a book.
He just said that they can be books and CDs.
Oh, okay. Books and CDs.
He said he's
okay.
Using them, but he's updating them too. But he said to please use what's presently available.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess that's to help him to get the others where they updated like he wants them to be.
Right.
That'll be good. We'll find out, because I'm sure I'm going to give him a call about that, because that's very useful. I mean, we can do that over the line here. We can do that, get some lessons.
With the sounds, right. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Right. Maybe we can get some more children involved, too, because, that's what we really need. And that's really this particular part of the focus of the message of concern is what it's all about, really the children, mainly.
Right.
And
right.
And I think we need to have, it was good, when it first started out, Sister Karan had her grandchildren to come on. As a matter of fact, she was the only one who had the grandchildren to come on because mine had moved out of state then. Because I had a couple of them staying here with me, but then they moved out of state. And it was hard to get them on the line for a Blog Talk Radio show, and get them,
mm-hmm.
Keep them busy and keep their minds focused on the appointments and all that kind of stuff when the Blog Talk Radio show would meet. Because do their parents working and all that stuff, they're getting home and getting ready for the next day. It was just hard, a little bit difficult. The hour was from 7 to 9. We'd be in the bed about 8 o'clock. Then our time was different, too.
In different time zones. Mm-hmm.
Different time zone, yes. They're in Tennessee, and they're an hour behind us.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So would anybody else have, does anybody else have anything to say at this particular time? If not, then I'm just going to find some else to read it and reading from the Quran. Alhamdulillah. I may have to take a intermittence. You know how they say intermittence, right? I may have to jump up for a minute or two, but then I'll be coming right back because I'm trying to do a couple of things at one time right now. Since I don't have any help right now, I have to do it on my own. I don't want to mess up nothing in here. Especially
is
trying to
Sister Quran in the queue?
This is Sister Quran, do what?
Is she in the queue?
Yeah, but her hand is not up, Steve, so I guess she was preparing.
Oh,
Salaam alaikum.
Yeah, but your mic is open. Yeah, but your hand wasn't up to say anything, so I didn't know whether to call on you or not. Yeah, yeah. So if you have anything to say, your mic has been open all along. Right.
Oh, alhamdulillah. I really don't have anything too much to say, except that I'm going to keep my promise, because I know you were talking about, and it's been coming in my mind about, you know, about these, you know, having a little book about the plants, you know, the you know, like the bamboo tree and all that, you know, the natural things.
Right.
Yeah, and I said I was thinking about that. I said I was gonna try to go ahead on and put that together. You know.
Okay.
So you be, and okay. What I do is I'll just start what I got in my backyard, and
right.
You'll be surprised. I was thinking about the little dandelion, the one that we used to take and be blowing, and the little seeds be going, the little thing be flying everywhere. I was thinking about myself. I was telling. Yeah, those are dandelions too. Yeah, you could just take them and off the thing and eat them just like that, you know. And I said, just the thing, we up there playing with medicine. They didn't even know it.
I didn't know you could eat it.
Yeah,
I knew about the other dandelions, but I didn't know about those.
Yeah, sometimes if I see one like special in my yard or something like that, because I know there's no spray, I just take it and just put it in my mouth and just eat it like that. Alhamdulillah.
I'm looking forward to your writing about it. A little girl, one of our neighbors, gave us a dandelion, and I was telling my husband, I don't know what to do with it. They tell me it could be real healthy and you can eat it, but I don't know what to do with it.
I'm
to know about that. And so I hope it's something that you can sell, we can purchase from you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised. But the thing about it, it'd be like right there in your yard. It grows just natural. And that's a blessing right there. I feel like that anytime a medicine, like every time someone would get sick, and this flower always bloom out. I thought somebody must be sick. And so this flower blooms out, you know, just like that. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised. Nature take care of itself. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, it does. When I was growing up, we had a lot of them in our backyard, and they used to
right when the wind would blow, they were flying everywhere.
Right.
And also all the time, we didn't know it was a medicine. Even these little things that you know, like we call the four-leaf clover. And then they have the little white thing. I have to look up on that, but I knew I was, when I was just, you know, researching. They were saying even that was some kind of medicine too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. And then you got to let us know, Quran, now which ones are the poisonous ones that we should not eat, and which one are the ones that we should eat.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying, because some of them are used for like ointment, like this one. There's this thing that calls like, it's supposed to be like in Mexico or something, like this little sticky or tree called Gaza, G-Y-U-C-C-A, something like that. And well, it have the roots of it is an ointment for, you know, like if you have sores or a rash or something like that, that's what that root is good for.
Oh, like the aloe vera.
Right. That's right. Like the aloe vera. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the aloe vera. You'd be surprised when it can heal, too, as far as scratches and all that stuff and sores. They just cut it off and let the sap, or whatever you might call the sap, or the inside of, just put it on the sore, on the area that's, you know, affected or infected, and it'll heal it.
But let me tell you how important. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, let me tell you how important that the bamboo is. The bamboo is the one, the second tree in the whole, on the planet Earth, that gives off more oxygen. Because another one is like a pine, is in another area that they don't even cut that one down, because that's where we get all our oxygen from, is from those trees right there. But the bamboo, it ranks second.
Is that
give
right?
A whole lot of oxygen. Yes. I know this lady next door, she was using her oxygen tent. But when she came, when she set, when these bamboos started growing, she don't need that oxygen thing no more now because it let out all the oxygen. That's what you get your oxygen from this bamboo. And it take in that carbon dioxide. And what it does, it take all that poison out of the air also, that carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what carbon dioxide is. It poisons right into your body. You try to inhale the oxygen and you let out the carbon dioxide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, because y'all need to come and at least get one of these bamboos. But even one, I start off with one, and I got a whole yard full right now. Yeah, but you have to. But they say if you cut it in the center, it won't grow. It won't grow. It'll just produce the thing, but it won't grow up high. It won't really grow anymore if you cut it in the center. Yeah, just cut that center part.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen, like, green leaves or something coming from the top of it, sprouting out from the top of it, where it's cut at, in the middle of the bamboo.
Yeah, but...
Is that right?
Yeah, but it won't grow... Yeah, but it won't grow no higher, though.
Grow.
It won't grow no higher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like that. Yep, I've seen it like that, sure. And I wonder why those bamboos would be so short compared to the regular growth bamboo. Yeah, so that's the reason, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Karan? You should get you a little corner whenever you come on every Tuesday or whatever, if you can. You can, when you're sitting down, not so busy, you can think of a lot of those things you can put together and then make you a lesson plan. And each Tuesday that you come on, you can already have a little bit of information for us about the health and the and what grows in the, you know, in our own myth that we don't know about that's killing substances for us left by a law.
Well, yeah, that's all true. But I'm going to tell you one thing, that's good. That's why we need our youth. That's why we need our youth, because I know how old I am. And I, even when I was a younger woman, I said to myself I was going to stop, you know, making promises. I used to make promises to my children. And I couldn't keep it. And I said to myself, "Oh, I like to stop making promises because sometimes I just don't want to do nothing."
I understand. My husband has told me. My husband told me something last week that hurt me so bad. But I said, "Well, maybe he's right." He said, "You can't tell you just didn't start it." I said, "What?" You said that, and I'm cooking, I'm doing it because I sit down much more now than I ever have. You know, just when I'm getting up, I'm painting. I mean, it's not a day go by that I'm not in pain. This knee.
Let me tell you something. My daughter is having the same problem, basically the same problem you did. So I told her, I said, take some apple cider vinegar, teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and car olive oil, either olive oil, every morning. And then especially, I said, but it's good if you could take it at night, too, because at night it works better at night. And she did it. She said, Mom, it really worked. I get apple cider vinegar, I take it every morning, and I don't have no more pain like that. I'm telling you, she said, say, I'm telling you, you take that, and because, see, that apple cider vinegar is going to help keep that blood floating, you know, and the car olive oil, what the olive oil does, that it not only, it stops infection, because anytime you have anything that's foreign inside your body or anything dealing with your bones and tissue, then you need that oil to keep it from getting that, and that will keep that infection down. That's what it would do. I'm telling you. So, and she said it works.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. You got it.
Yeah, you're right too. They will.
That's right. Anytime there's pain, there's an infection. You're right. And so that means that I'm telling you, you got to try. Because she said it worked. Because I know I used to take it every morning myself at one time. I'm telling you, she said that it worked.
Okay, but
I'm telling you. So you
got to
do that.
I've been taking the honey and the olive oil, teaspoon every morning. And I thought that was the thing that would help the pain more. But
yeah, that'll help. Yeah, that helps the pain too. That too. Yes, but the apple cider vinegar is good for the apple cider vinegar. I got to do some, I got to really write, start doing writing it down, but I know the apple cider vinegar is good for, you know, for the blood,
never,
the blood from
it,
clarion and all like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try the vinegar then next time.
Just read up the, and see, that's why I'm going to. I could write that down, like you said, read up the you know, then you could read up the health benefit of apple cider vinegar, and then see if that falls into your area. And also, plus, if you take any kind of medication is just that chemical up in there. So that's why sometimes you need to put that bamboo tea to help fight that, you know, and try to, anyway, like I said, the one that stuff that the pain they got out there now for people, it affects every organ. I looked it up. It affects every organ in your body. It tears it up. It doesn't. It damages. It doesn't. Does it? It do, don't do no good.
The medication that they give you for pain. Well, I don't take no pain.
That pain medication right there, but that olive oil and that apple cider vinegar will work just the same if you use it and do it right. And then if you can, and every time you, if you can, always exercise. If it's no more than 5 minutes a day, I'm telling you. The reason why you exercise, because exercise, you know what exercise does? Exercise builds new cells. That means that because we have cells that die, but exercise builds new cells. That means that if you don't build new cells, then that's why, you know, you and other cells get tired.
Okay, exercise helps to build new cells. They don't build
right. That's right. That right. They help build new cells. You're right. They do. They help build new cells. And you exercise, you build them faster. Yeah, so exercise is good. And then, like I said, if you don't use that muscle, you lose it.
Yes,
you have to use it. If you don't use it, you lose it.
And
that's right. As long as you're able to move it. As long as you're able to move it, just use it to that, you move it to that length, then start hurting, then stop right there. And then every day just move it a little bit farther, you know, or something like that, or that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
God
I gave,
God told
from,
us to do.
I got to get that from Sister Sharifa and Brother Muhammad, too, because, you see, they told me, and I don't call myself being hard-headed, I just forget sometimes. I just forget sometimes. I know I got to get that main thing, Sharifa. Remember, Sharifa, what y'all told me that I should get from y'all? And then she must have to leave off. But anyway, yeah, I was going to read up on it a lot, and they do have the email, not the email, but the website for it, and I wanted to read up on it. That's the way I usually do. I read up on stuff before I get it, you know, but this is supposed to be something that really works. You know, it's been proven, and if they say, you know, that it's good and been proven that it works, that I do want to get it. But it's just so many things be bogging me down and on my mind until I can't think of everything at one time, but I try to have a list of things. But like I saw, I'd be up all night long now, 5, time I get ready to go to bed, it's time for Fajr. And then I'd
Take that olive oil and that cod liver oil, the olive oil and that apple cider vinegar. You don't have to take it every day if you don't want to, but just take it every other day. And they said it works better at nighttime. It works better at night, especially for if you have pain, you know, with that olive oil. Just take that olive oil at night because it's for that,
okay.
Especially if you have that pain, I'm telling you.
I know I take my coral calcium and vitamin B12 because I am anemic. And I did get a shot the other day. It gave me much energy. And that's my situation, too. I don't have the energy that I used to have because I'm not as mobile as I used to be. I mean, I could sit at the table on the computer or reading or checking up things on the cell phone practically half the day, and I know that's no good because it's no good for sitting down all the time, you know, long periods of time.
I'm going to look up the about vitamin B12 because I'm going to tell you what food have that's that have the vitamin B12, because I was looking that up too. And then there's certain things that also delete vitamin B12 too. I'm going to check that out too, certain things that you don't supposed to eat because it will rob that vitamin B12 also.
I know alcohol,
anything with alcohol that robs the body of B12.
I don't take anything with alcohol. I don't.
I was just stating because sometimes, you know, even in our, we have to look into even the food that we eat, you know, like that. We buy even certain bread and stuff like that. They said we have to even start cooking our own light bread because that bread ain't no good. I said, look who's having our food. You know, look who we buying food from. And we know that they ain't no good. And we know
that's
it.
That's right. I remember we used to bake our bread all the time back in the day during the Nation of Islam. We used to always bake our whole wheat bread, put that fleshman's yeast and knead it and do the, you know, put the same as guys and knead it and put it in a pan and put a damp new tablecloth or the cheesecloth and put it over it and cover it up. And the next day it'd be rolled up, you know, with the whole wheat flour and everything. And we would bake bread and we'd make rolls. He's doing more baking then, and that's when my daughters were small then. But I never do baking now. I never do baking.
Let me tell you the bad part about back that time, they was babies then. So, you know, they was just basically start putting that, fighting like that. But now they at their best. Now ain't nothing real. At least they were just putting it in there. But now it ain't even real at all now.
True.
The sugar cane ain't the same sugar cane that they be growing that we used to get the real sugar from.
So
let me just kind of start growing our own now.
You mean tell me down in Mississippi where they got where we have the retreat at every year? This year is the first they started back up again on the 26th of this month until the 28th, the weekend. That's my birthday is the 28th. But that weekend, 26th, 27th, 28th, down there in it's Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi, where they have the retreat at. They have bamboo. We took the sightseeing tour. That brother showed us where they have bamboo trees, all kind of stuff, health stuff down there.
Alhamdulillah.
And they
That's
grow
right.
Their own, they, grow their own, they grow their own stuff there. Poultry,
right.
and everything down there, you know,
and see how it works. And see how it works is that now that down there's another community that might start somewhere in another state like that, and then you could always like in Texas or somewhere like that, and then now you could do business. You see, you now
Texas
you could do business
Texas
with
don't
each
have
other.
No
you know,
like that, do you? Texas don't have
I said if you build another community like that in another state, mm-hmm. you know, like that too, then now you could like that community come together, and that's how they become, now unity is power. Then you could come together and you could do business together. You know, like now, you know, if they plant this here, then that's where you get that food from. Like if they plant sweet potatoes real good, and that's where you get your sweet potatoes from right there. That's how that works
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. We could work with each other and help each other grow if we could get that kind of stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I hear the brothers are talking about now, unity. So I said, ain't nothing wrong with that.
There ain't never been nothing wrong with it. There should have been done something. There's nothing ever been wrong with unity. I mean, you know, it's all right to talk. We can do a lot of talk. We can talk ourselves on into nothing. But it's all right to do a lot of talk, but we got to do some things. That's what we got to do instead of doing so much talking. We got to do it. How do we start that?
Not only that, but you have to plan. If you don't plan, you plan to
sure.
fail. That's why we have to get together and we have to make out plans. I know what someone asked me, they said, how did y'all became so successful and do this for all them years? I said, that's because we always came, when we came together, we always came together with a plan.
That's why you're
supposed
to, I mean, Quran.
If you don't
you
plan,
know.
You plan to fail, alhamdulillah.
But that's a common sense thing, Quran. That's a common sense
thing. I know it, but
sometimes
it's a
strategy. Sometimes
some kind of strategy.
I know,
have to use the plan thing.
Well, I know, but sometimes we have
that.
To remind. No. Sometimes it's not that. See, that's another trick of Satan. Sometimes we have to remind each other. There's nothing wrong with reminding each other. Because
right.
Sometimes I forget myself. Just like I say some things, like you say, I say, yeah, I forgot about that. So we have to remind each other. We have to teach our children. Our children don't know. If we don't tell them, they will not know. Because there ain't nobody
of
else
course.
Gonna tell them. You know what I'm saying? Who
of
else
course.
Gonna tell them? When you don't run your income away. You don't run it away. You don't let them know all what's happening. So I'm telling you. So that's all I'm saying. Is sometimes we have to. There's nothing wrong with reminding each other. It's not like you don't
that's
know.
True.
There's nothing
true.
Wrong with reminding each other. That's another trick of Satan. Try to say, oh, they try to make you so and so. No, I'm just reminding you so we could know.
No,
so make sure we're on the right track.
A lot of people learn.
Yeah.
A lot of people learn through repetition,
right.
Repeating it over
that's
and over.
Right. That's
right. That's
right.
Fact. You know, that's a fact.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cause
I don't mind nobody reminding me.
I don't either, but you have to keep telling me something over and over and over and over and over, but not showing me any results from you doing it.
Yeah,
you know
you're right about
I'm
that,
not
too.
There. Don't take this person. I'm not saying you. I'm
oh yeah, no,
overall.
You're
about
to say nothing. You
no.
could, yeah, you could call, you put me in that number two if you like. It's a lot of things that I haven't done that need to be done. That's supposed to be done. But I know that I ain't that young woman like I used to be. But still, our part is that we're supposed to pull our youth in. That's the thing about it. We're supposed to let our children. We got children out there. So they could. What saved us? See, that's what we have to remember. What saved us? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's we got to give that to our children.
Understand.
A lot of things that was going on. I said, dang, a lot of things. If you goes on and you didn't know. You know, what I'm saying I didn't know that being colored was that we wasn't colored. I did not know. That's what they called us.
What?
Well, you know, like they call you about colored people and stuff like that. I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know nothing about that. I just don't know.
I forgot about the colored people. I forgot about they used to call us colored people. I always heard black so much.
And see, when you have knowledge, like everybody got to let them know there's only four races. That's all. It is written there's only four races. The one with the kinky hair like us, the ones got the kinky hair, you know, and then the dark skin. And then we have the native, if you could call the native, of the Indians, the Pakistanians, the Mexicans, all of them the same people. Same people. And then, so that's two. And then you got the Chinese and the Japanese, they the same people. They just separated, you know, just like they have, you know, they just separated in different faith and belief. So that's what they say, but they the same people, you know, like that. And then I said the Pakistanis, the Indian, and the Japanese, and the dark-skinned people, and they end up four. Oh yeah, the Caucasians. Okay, the Caucasians that falls under the Scottish and the Jew. All them, I didn't know all them was the same people. I mean, we all the time I call them Caucasians and find out that they had, you know, like some of the people was Jews. You know, they was going under different beliefs. So you always want to know, like, when you're dealing with, you say you always want to know what do they believe in. That's important when you know what someone ones believe in.
Mm-hmm.
They say, how could you defeat your enemy? You can't defeat your enemy if you don't know them, and you got to know their weaknesses. See, those are things that we got to teach our children because you never know that they need to know. They should always know about security. Don't be afraid to fight. Don't be afraid to fight. I don't care what the skin that skin color is. I say you're supposed to fight. Nowhere up in the Bible where it says you turn the other cheeks. And nowhere it said Jesus said turn the other cheek. I said, I don't know what the hell they get that from. Somebody said that would be during the slavery time so that you wouldn't be, you know, because you were so hung up on we. are so hung up on that Caucasian.
A lot of things we hear things, and we don't and we don't add it up, you know, and take it into our largest conclusion. You know, we just hear things on top of our head. We take it face value like that. A lot of things you can't take face value because a lot of things are said that you have to read into it. You know what people are saying and get a true understanding of the meaning and what they're talking about and what they're saying before we can try to tackle anything anybody else has said. Because like Nina Simone made a song at one time, "Oh Lord, don't let me be misunderstood." Nobody wants to be misunderstood, but you say something, you have to realize that Allah blesses whom He pleases, when He pleases, and the way He pleases, and people are on different levels. So if you can't expect for everybody to be on your level, I can't expect everybody to be on my level. And the Dawah team of my husband or your husband or whoever can't expect everybody to be on their level. But we can meet each other at whatever level we are, wherever we are, at whatever level we are, we can meet each other and get discussions done if we just respect each other's opinions and whether we agree with it or not. Take it and respect it. Like my grandma used to say, cipher it out. You know, it don't take you forever to understand where somebody's coming from. You know, if you're interested and concerned in that person and what, according to whatever conversation you're having. But you got to take your time when you're talking to people and not profess or claim to know everything yourself and find out what it is that they know. So you put what you know and what they know together, and then you can come up with something. You know what I'm saying? Because and we haven't took that time. We haven't given each other that freedom or justice ourselves. We haven't given each other that time and haven't felt that way about things like we should. That's why we haven't gotten anything done. We just keep spinning our wheels. You know, because before we complete one thing, we jump to something else. Before we get that other thing completed, we jump in something. Then before you know it, we got too much on our plate and we can't do nothing. You know, get one thing situated first. Get one thing done, strategic strategy on that one thing and get it done and get it completed. Then go to the next task. Unless it's a task. A lot of us are multitask now. Unless it's a task that's so easy that you can do with another task. But it don't need to burden yourself. It's how nothing get done. You get frustrated and you get tired. You say, what the heck with it? You know what I'm saying? Because we haven't accomplished anything through all those talkings that we've had and things that made really sense and things where we could see where we're really getting somewhere and the possibility of things really actually getting done in a timely manner. But then when you're going to take on that time, on that, and then before you get that completed, and finish up and see that it's going to work, if it gets halfway done, or almost there, almost finished, then you go to something else and start on something else. And by the time you start on something else, you would have worked that out to see how you're going to accomplish that. And then what you just left would be finished because you would have finished it up. I mean, we just have to work at our own pace. Yes, we do. And yes, a lot of us may forget. But if we pray hard enough and trust each other enough, and love each other enough and believe that your interest is my interest and my interest is yours to the point where we can unite and get this done for the benefit of everybody, then we'll have something. Then we'll have something.
Alhamdulillah.
Then we can take it on to our children and they can see what we have done and they'll be pleased with us, we'll be pleased with them when they get it on because they'll know, would have known how to go about doing it to pass it on to them. That's just the
right.
Actions
speak louder than words.
That's true. That's just my intake on it. You know, it's just everybody's got their own opinion on it, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, whether you agree with them or not. So
That's good, dear. That's good because that means that we're ready now. Because I feel the same way. I feel the same way. That means that we're ready. That means that we are ready. Alhamdulillah. You know, we got Allah have blessed us. I keep saying to myself, Allah have blessed us. We got the resource. We got the connections. I said, Dave, we got the knowledge. I said, you're right. You're right. We got everything where we can win through. We got everything where we can win through. Alhamdulillah. Right. Tell me something just that have, we tell me a truth that we ain't got to make it. Name me one.
Yeah, just have
that's
to follow
what I'm talking
through.
About.
We got what we need to win through. Just follow through with it.
That's right.
Like Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. He gave us all the tools we need to work with. Now we got to use those tools. What are we gonna do? Set up, put them on the shelf?
That's
and we
right.
may not know how. It, it may not be like a raw, huh? What you say? What
do you say, I said, then we got to teach our children how to use them, too. So we got
yes.
to keep that youth and teach them how to use it so they could carry it on.
Of course.
Just like we carry
of
it
course.
On so we could carry it on. Alhamdulillah.
Of course.
You're right.
We got to know it
You're
first.
Right.
We got to know how to learn how
You're
to
right.
use it first.
That's
and
right.
It's like
That's
trying
right.
to
That's right.
somebody
That's
out on dawah. It's like somebody out on dawah. How the heck they going to be out on dawah? And teaching the people about the Quran and how to live, and they haven't studied the Quran themselves in order to know how to relate the Quran to the people. They started asking questions, and they're not living the right life themselves, family life. They're going to be out there in the street trying to teach somebody else how to live a good life.
Look, but this is what I want to say. I ain't going to try to go back, though, but Josiah, I'm telling you, it's our youth. You know, you talk about the slavery and all this and all that. He told
uh-huh.
me, he said, he said, that ain't never happened. I said, and then
said
I thought about
happened.
It one day. I said, no, but this is what I said. I thought about it one day. I said to myself, you know what? It probably did happen. That means that if they told a lie, if they told their children a lie about us, I said, they've been living a lie for 400 years, too. So nobody knows
That's
the truth
right.
but Almighty God Allah. I said, we don't know. They don't even know the L.A. were.
That's very true. That's very true. Somebody know where their original origin is. We were talking about that the other day. I mean, we just mixed up with so much stuff. Oh, I tell you. Until it becomes confusing trying to even figure it out. You got to really be in your sane mind, you know, and your best mind to try to even figure it out if you're interested in figuring it out. Some people just throw both hands up and say, the heck with it. People say, well, that was then and this is now, but I never get enough of learning about my ancestry and about where I came from, you know, and who I'm a part of. I never get tired of hearing about the history, my history, our people's history. I never do. I don't get bored with it. And whoever has something that's new to tell me about or I read something about, I share it, you know. It makes me now want to even go to Nigeria or another country to learn myself, because I know somebody over there. And I know people in different countries can tell you. They can tell you about the history, huh?
I said, yeah, because they trying to erase it over there too. That they try to bring Christianity over there and start some kind of stuff over there, change the way they dress and everything, you know. So that was our culture, basically, you know. So, but one thing that brother said though, he got on there. His guy was talking about some kind of same sex or marriage and all that. He said, hell no, that ain't coming this way. He said, you people in America, y'all want that, y'all go head on. Because you can't bring, you ain't bringing that over here.
They said they got plane loads and boat loads of those gay homosexual people coming, sending them out of there.
I know. I'm telling you, because the Muslim was throwing them over the cliff. The Muslim was throwing them over the cliff. You know what I'm saying? I said they gonna put them back in their put them back in that thing. I said people think that ain't no joke. That's not no joke. You don't want to. It ain't no joke. It's not nothing something that
no, people don't want to bring their children up like that. That's going to start population
go down,
growth.
And you go down with them. And you go down with them. You'll burn right up there with them if you sympathize them, you know. And you have that right. Just like they said, like Imam said, you be your way, I be my way. You know, just leave me and my family alone, you know. And that's what you do. That's what they're supposed to do. You have your right, too. See, that's why I tell my chair. I said, they come to you trying to make you feel bad about that. You tell them, they say, wait a minute, how is that you can believe in what you can believe in? I believe in Almighty God, but I don't have that right to believe what I got that I could believe in. That don't make no sense. And yeah, you know, it don't make no sense.
Who started that stuff? Who was that stuff prevalent amongst? Who was that stuff prevalent amongst? It definitely was not preference amongst us in slavery when they were having the men messing with the men and all that kind of stuff right in front of his woman and stuff like that. They started, the slave master started that stuff.
Oh, they said that was going on way, it been going on, that been around. You remember the time doing Noah Lot, so it's been around there a long, it's been around
there a time,
way back there. Yeah, it's been down, it's been there. That's one thing, and it's been written. You don't, that's nothing to play with. Adultery and all that kind of stuff like that. I was so glad I didn't know that, and that's why I said we need to teach our children, because our children probably don't know. They know that if you're, they think, because this is what I thought. I thought if you was married and go with someone, then you committed adultery. I didn't know that if, like, if I'm not married, but if I go with a married man, then I was still committing adultery. I didn't know that. I did not know that. So anytime someone is married, don't care what end it is, that is an adultery.
I thought both of them had to be married, and two single people is fornication.
Right. So and I didn't know that. And those are things that even our children supposed to know that. They supposed to know about. So remember, time you to have Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have to know the Ten Commandments. You didn't know nothing else. And the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
Uh-huh. Alhamdulillah. Oh, yeah, I used to teach Sunday school when I was growing up. Teenager in Nashville, Tennessee. I was going to church with my grandmother before my grandmother died. I was about 12 or 13 years old. Teaching Sunday school. Yep.
And during that time, but I don't know in other areas, but here in Baton Rouge, like I said before, is that we was following the Ten Commandments. You have to know the Ten Commandments. And I don't even think that during that time that they had a New Testament. I don't think they had a New Testament during the time that I was growing up. Because we always fought the Ten Commandments. I never heard them say that Jesus was God. Or anything like that. I never heard of that.
Until Elijah Muhammad came on the scene. You're talking about then, I never heard Jesus say he was God either. Not one time.
Right.
Not one time in the Bible did I ever read it or nowhere else.
That's right. They never said that.
They gave him that name. You see? Because he used to be called instead of Jesus, he was called Jesus. Was another name he used to call him, and not Jesus. Ah, oh, what was the name of that? I know Jesus is Jesus in Spanish, but I was trying to think what other name they had for him, because it was somewhere in the Bible too where they called him another name other than Jesus before they started calling him Jesus. And then if you go back and look at this here DVD that they got, where there's so many different, and the way Jesus came up and got the name and was made to be who he was, who they say he was, due to the people's consensus, not due to God's consensus, due to the people's consensus. They had all these thousands of pictures of people that looked like with the beard, the long hair, you know, maybe the mustache or whatever, and all those people were similar in certain ways, certain families. They had males were in certain ways helped to the name Jesus to come about, and the picture that's hanging on a cross helped to come about through the people. Constantine. Oh, let me come up with it. It was almost there. During the time of Constantine. Yeah. Father O.
What I wanted to say is that while you was getting that, thinking on that one, what I was going to say is that you got to remember that the word Jesus, and I found out that was Spanish. That's in Spanish. That's what Spanish means. But I know they said Jesus. They says it, but they says it like that, right? But they use the word Jesus too. But that's what it came from. It falls under Spanish. I'm gonna check it out again. Because I know Jesus. I know about that too. Yeah.
I learned Spanish in school. I took it 2 years in high school, Wickwake High School, Newark, New Jersey. And Jesus is spelled almost similar to Jesus. This is the accent mark over E. Jesus. Jesus, same thing. Same thing. And that's how Constantine and his cabinet and all these people came together and gave that name to the people or to the person, the found person, after they got them all together with these beards and his long hair. Because as you know, they don't have the same color hair. They got brown. They got black. They got blue eyes. They got brown eyes. So it was a group of families that had males that had the same descriptions with the long hair and the beard, like I said. You know? And
those
that's
sound
how they
like
with the picture. That's how they came up with the picture. Now, there's a DVD to that. And I got the DVD around here because Brother Norman bought it to us, and he gave us one. And I got to get it, though. I got to find it. I got it back there. Here's a thing somewhere. Now, matter of fact, we were talking about that just the other day. Because
you
we
know
took
the,
that all
you know
the way up in grip. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I was going to say that you know that the Jews, they even got it written that they gave them Christianity. That's what they said. That's something that they invented. They gave them Christianity.
Who Christianity?
Something that the Jews said they gave whoever said that they said they're Christian. That's who they gave that to. that's what they said. It's written.
You know what Christianity means? Look up the definition of Christianity, Quran. I give you my version of what I have read. I'm telling you what I've read. It means being Christ-like. It means being Christ-like. Now, the name is Christ. But Christian, that's like the name is Islam. But the ones who worship the religion of Islam are called Muslim. So the name was Christ. His name was Christ. They call him Christ. But the people who worship with Christ were called Christians. So it's being like Christ-like.
Well, you need to go tell them because they got it written that all Christians believe that they changed now. They was all Christians did believe Jesus is God, but a lot of them don't do that now. But they still believe that Jesus is the Son of God, though. That's what we have to work on there.
Those who say Jesus is the Son of God, oh ye of little faith, because there's no way in the skilled expression, H-E-L-L, they're going to say that Jesus is supposed to be God and he had a son. Out of all the people, and all he's the creator, out of all the creations of his creation, and he made men, why are you going to pick one particular complexion? With white skin or Caucasian skin and blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, come on now.
I don't know how they do that because I believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. That's all I know right now. I don't know how they got like that. That is something that got our children. I guess they start off with our children because our children only know what you teach them and what they read.
Yeah. But that's what
and that's
I was
why they took the books out to school.
I was able to find out and learn for myself by looking at DVDs and by reading. That's what I'm sharing now.
But, yeah, I heard the ma'am say one. I heard the ma'am said that. I think I heard the ma'am say that the New Testament. That's Christianity. That's Christianity right there. That's in the New Testament, and everything in red. If you go in the Bible, you have the one that everything is red. That said that's supposed to be what Jesus was speaking.
Well, we know that Genesis,
you know, like that.
We know that Genesis to Revelation is the Old Testament. We know that. Well, I can't say we know that, but that's what I have read and studied. It's the Old Testament. You know, like a lot of people may say that the earth was first, believe in the truth and the truth will set you free, or believe in, I get lost now. I forget. No, you can't help me figure it out. I have to get the word that I'm thinking of. The beginning. Okay. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, and in the beginning, the Word. Now, what was the Word? The Word was the truth. And that's what the Word indicates. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, the truth was told. In the beginning, you know, was the Word. And the Word was God. The Word came from our Creator. The truth came from our Creator.
That's in the, were you saying that's in the Bible or the Holy Quran? Where are you saying
that's in Revelations, from Genesis to Revelation.
That's the New Testament or the Old? That's the New Testament. That's the Old Testament.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Old Testament. Now, the King James Version and all the stuff they come up with afterwards, which is the New Testament, the Bible has been wrote how many times? 500 times.
One thing you have to remember that Paul.
I don't know
Paul
about
is the one that. I'm talking about Paul, the one that wrote the New Testament. He the one that basically wrote the New Testament, and they said
that
Paul. I'm just letting you know. I'm just talking to you, letting you know because
I
have.
I said I take your
and
word.
I read
because you don't know either. Really,
oh yeah, okay. We just talking. We not. You know, it's not a debate. I'm just talking. So the only thing I'm saying is that we got to remember that Paul, he never walked with Jesus. He came 60 years after Jesus. So none of his disciples, they never wrote any scriptures. They haven't wrote anything that Jesus had basically said. But and so all of a sudden Paul came along, and Paul was the one that killed many Christians. So, but he never walked with Jesus. He never talked with Jesus. So, that's what they're saying about Paul. But so, how could Paul write the New Testament? He didn't even believe. He wasn't even a believer.
I don't know nothing about Paul.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Well, I was just telling you that's about. You can read. That's all you have to do. It is written.
Well, that's good. I don't care to read it. Because in the first place, I got my Quran, I got my holy book, and I don't need nothing right now to be trying to change my mind about nothing, because I'm not going to be debating with nobody about that. I'm only going to get them to see what's going on right here and now.
No.
Now, some of the things I may stumble across or read across, but I'm not going to pay no special attention to sitting down, reading it, and doing no research on it.
A lot of times, sometimes don't be for us. It is be for our children. And like I said, I had to learn to read. You know, I had to learn to read. So that's why I keep reading. If I don't read, you wouldn't understand a word I say. I ain't lying. It's just that bad. She's going to be saying, what? Only my children would understand what I be saying. I ain't lying. You'd be surprised, your children. Alhamdulillah. Just like, remember when babies be talking? When babies first start talking, they be saying, di da da da, and nobody understand what they said, but you know what they be saying because you know that sound that they'll make when they say what they want here or this, you know, I want that or something like that, you know. They know the sound. I mean, you know the sound. What that child be talking about, nobody else don't, but you know. Alhamdulillah.
Lord, I done missed when I had my telephone in the kitchen trying to make sure my food didn't burn. And I think the whole Blog Talk Radio show done is on off. No, they still here. I'm still keyed into it. I don't know brother, I mean, he was on and he left. Okay. So that's good. That's good. I hope they heard what I said because I was still on my phone. I had my phone tuned into it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. You should be here trying to see about you trying to help me. Oh, now you're going to wait this late to go. Oh, excuse me, I forgot I'm on the line. I'm sorry. Good grief. No way. Okay. Yeah, I think this was a good discussion. It was good. It won't be long. Does anybody else have it? Oh, this is comical. This is really funny. But now you're getting lost in conversations and stuff like that that are really irrelevant for the particular time. Not necessarily irrelevant. It's relevant. People should know. But right now, it wasn't a discussion, really. We just got off on that. And inshallah, we should have been talking about some more up to date, because that's really not about the children, except for what we learn. We should pass it on and teach our children, especially if it's knowledge that's pertinent and valuable for the child to know. You know, I mean, and knowledge comes by degrees. We can't teach them all this stuff to defog their mind. We try to teach them. Because like we did, well, we thought we were learning the basics from what our parents and relatives at the time were teaching us. But then, so we just learned those basics that we thought were basics, and all it was to it. But then once we became adults, we, like the Bible said, when you're a child, you think like a child. Act like a child. When you become adult, become a man, then you take on manly ideas and you put away those childish things. You know, that's what the Bible says. There are certain stages of growth and development, and we have to also bear in mind those different stages. We admit that some children are advanced more than others. Some children learn faster than others. You know, some children are slow learners, but then too, it's not saying that they are no learners. It doesn't say that they cannot learn. They just may happen to be slower than some of the others that they are around. So that's why we say knowledge comes by degrees. And I, right now, during this day and time, I think it's most important for the child to know about the Quran, because it has the Quran on the different levels so that a child can understand. And I think if that's Muslims, you know, if the Muslims care to. Now, some others may want their child to start off trying to understand the Bible, you know, with all these other stuff that I couldn't even understand before, and I learned about it better once I got up, because it was always confusing to me. I never did understand baby Jesus being born by immaculate conception and without the aid of a man and a woman, just getting born by a woman, you know, and like he was just planted in Mary's uterus and was able to be born that way. And that's not the way it happens. You know how we learned to stalk thought the baby down to the mother, and that's how she had the baby.
know, those stories that was hard for me to understand. Like, you know, how can a bird bring a baby down and put it in a woman's stomach and stomach get big and stay big for so long and then the baby is born? That baby wasn't born by no stalk bringing it down. It come from the mother. That's one thing the parents did let you know that time, during that time, my time. I'll be 79, the 28th of this month. It let you know that baby is born by conception and that Allah is the one, the creator, who did that, not the stalk, you know? So I just feel like the child nowadays, if it's a Muslim family, they should start teaching the child about El Islam and the Quran, because they have basics with El Quran, the Quran, and El Islam. It has basics they can start from, you know, to teach the children basics from the beginning, you know. And we don't have to confuse them by talking about the first revelation, the second revelation, and the New Testament and the Old Testament. I mean, you know, even with the Ten Commandments, they can be intertwined and put together with some of the El Islam beginning knowledge for the children. The Ten Commandments, because those are things that are really things that you just don't do, and things that you do. You know, like honor thy mother and thy father, that days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God has given thee. Okay, you know you're supposed to be good to your mother and your father, if you know them. You know, if you know them, even those that you don't know half the time, and they appear before you leave, this gonna be good to them because it's your mother and your father or whatever, you know. So it's little things. It's just little things we have to be careful with. And we don't want to confuse our children, especially nowadays, because things are just so out there and so much to keep them confused. And they don't need this other thing, extras about things that's going to confuse them more and just turn them off, period. You know, because you got to understand the 1, 2, 3s and the ABCs before you can understand 4, 5, 6 and the DEF. You know what I mean? It comes by degrees, come a little at a time. And we can't be rushing ourselves either to try to teach them things that are not on their level at particular times, if they're not on that level, you know. And it's up to the individual, of course, up to the parent, what they want to teach their child. I mean, it's nobody's business, but when they go to school and when they come up with a psychological situation with them, and then you're going to wonder why. You look back and say, oh, well, heck, I'm part of that because I confuse them with this and that and the other. And I should have just made it plain and simple and took them a little bit at a time, you know, because a lot of us were brought up under strict supervision and a lot of us were not. So those brought up under strict supervision, they may be able and be equipped mentally to absorb some things like the beginning in the revelations. And as it reads in the Bible, in the beginning of the Quran, like Al-Fatiha, as it reads, you know. But then there's some that cannot. So we have to think about the overall teaching. Because we teach in a class, you can't put one group of children in one corner and say, okay, you seem to be more advanced, so I'm going to teach you about the Revelation. So we're going to teach you about the First Testament, the Old Testament, you know, because we know that you can handle it. And then after you get that in your group, you're going to go on to the beginning of the Quran. We're going to teach you that too. But over here in the other group now, there's a Quranic class right there from the beginning of the Quran and where it would began from, and the history of it, you know, little stuff like that, you know, and they'll just advance as they go along to different levels, advance. But then the group over there that's going to learn this first part about the Revelations, you know, the first Old Testament, and then going to elevate to the New Testament, and go through all that before you come over to El Islam, they would have given out of patience. They would have said, I don't want to know none of it. Just let me learn on my own. I don't want to know none of it right now. Let me pick up on this later, you know, when I can get a better understanding. But right now, I'm very confused. You know, that's what they would be saying. And you have to realize that, who's the cause of that? You know, you pay a contributing factor to that. So, you know, we just have to think. That's all we got to do, use our common sense and think. You know, and Allah would bless us to be able to understand what's going on and all. Excuse me for one more second. Okay, assalamu alaikum. I'm back now. So anyway, we had a good discussion. It was very good, and I enjoyed it. I always enjoy coming on the Blog Talk Radio show. Even when I start off a lot of times not feeling well or feeling that I can't contribute anything or can't share anything with you, you know, that's of value or of essence or that's relevant, you know, then it makes me feel kind of bad. And I agree that sometimes I say, well, I really don't have anything tonight for the ones that come on. So, it wouldn't even take me to even be on there tonight. I mean, I have my days too and my times. So I'm glad that Brother Amin understands. And he'll say, well, yeah. You're not gonna come on? I said no, but I mean, he said, "Well, that's okay. You deserve to have time off. It's okay. You deserve to have like Mother's Day, you know." And as soon as I called him on the phone, he picked up and said, "Daya." I said, "But I mean, I'm not." He said, "That's okay." He said, "You're going to observe Mother's Day, huh? You're going to take off Mother's Day. That's okay. You deserve it." I said, "Well, alhamdulillah." You know, and I appreciate that, some understanding, somebody, you know, I appreciate that. So I give what I can, all I can, because I know I have grands and great-grands now, and I feel responsible. It's like I feel responsible for them. I feel responsible for getting the truth out and assisting the other children as well, because they're all our children. Like it says, the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, you know, the world's children. So that's very important. And we're going to learn how to discuss things with each other intelligently and respectfully and knowingly when we say something. We want to know what we're saying to each other. And if it's something that deserves a backup, we're gonna be intelligent enough and to have that backup. You know, yes, we forget sometimes, even when we're young, teenagers, we forget sometimes. So now, at the age a lot of us are, yes, we're gonna forget. We have so much on our mind and so many things to do and to think about and to get done. Yeah, like right now. Ooh. I got to finish getting these papers together for this reentry program. These young brothers are waiting on me for that. I'm going to open up North Carolina's reentry program and ask for my help, and I got to get that. See, I got to get that done. Anyway, it's almost time to close out, and I want to ask, let me see, who is that? Quran, what what are you on? You're on 5-2. That's not. No, that's not. That's the Sharifa. Sister Sharifa, who was that?
Assalamualaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes. Rahmatullah.
I was out of the queue, and I heard you call my name. So
you was out of the queue, okay. Were you? But Brother Muhammad hung up?
No, I thought I was out of the queue.
Oh, you thought you were out of the queue. Yo, you
right.
Still here? I'm talking to you now.
Oh, yeah, I heard you call my name. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to you on your phone. 5264, right.
Okay. Right, okay.
So I was trying to figure out if that was a new number or not. Okay, no, we're done now. And I was going to ask Brother Mahan, but since he's gone, I'm going to ask Brother Suja to close out for us. See if Brother Suja feel like it. If not, then we'll take it and run with it.
Okay.
Brother Suja. Yeah. Okay, Sister Sharifa. Assalamualaikum. Thank you. See you again Sunday night, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Be safe.
Okay, so who's going to close out?
I'm going to see if I can get Brother Suja. I think he's here, but his head is not up, but his mic is open. And Sister Karan. Brother Suja. And Brother Muhammad is gone, too. Okay, well, I'll just do it. You want to do it?
Assalamualaikum.
Oh, walaikum assalam. I hope I didn't wake you up. I'm sorry.
I'm wide awake.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Could you please close out for us?
Yes. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Excuse me. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
I mean. Alaykum assalam. Rahmatullah.
Barakatuh.
Alaykum everybody.
Alaykum assalam.
Alaykum Quran. Where's she going now? Okay, we're going to go.